Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to City Council number 24.
I'm not here. City Nunalipoya Katimanga number 24.
Is Planning and Development Committee of the Whole.
Katimanga 208. 08.
They should be on your desk in front of you.
Ellipsis option in Nayakuit number 9.
Event verbal.
Nunalikatu Jahatigi Katimajinit on a car.
To adjourn. Motion. Yep. Yeah. Motion to adjourn. Let's motion to accept.
Namak Yauluni, Katimaji Shepherd, Stevenson, Tuglak Sunuk, Namak September 23, 2022. Mover, Councilor. Nota Luni, Katimaji Stevenson, Tuglak Katimaji Curlio, Tuglakta, Okausik Say.
Seeing none, I'll call
for it. Pitakangamal Nirok, Namak Saktu, Tamak Kirtok.
Planning and Development Committee of the Whole.
2 Katimani.
8
Pangnayit 08 Katimaningat September 20.
Councillor Kwasa, thank you.
Katimani Kwasa.
Shepherd
Tuglakta, Okausik Sait.
Seeing none, I'll call for
it. Pitakangamal Nirok, Namak Saktuit.
Thank you.
Tamak Kirtok, Kayusiyok.
Are there any declaration of interest?
Agbekutai Katimad Jutino.
Seeing none, I'm moving.
Pitakangimat.
Staff Sergeant Galant.
Pukaktalikunit. Pulagak Samayut.
The floor will be yours,
sir. Unikaktus Robert Galant.
Good evening, Your Worship and Councillor.
Unuksekut. Your Worship,
my name is Robert Galant, Robert Staff Sergeant Galant,
In
the last mayor's and council report, there was two questions I'd like to get back to the mayor and council members. One was the National Sex Offender Report,
to
the rest of Canada.
Canada.
So went back in my notes, so I didn't put RCMP, National Sex Offender Registry, In mental health and addiction,
I have provided the report for the August 2020 report. Councillor Smith, go ahead.
Katimaji Smith.
Thank you, Mayor Bell. Last time you were here, I asked you a question regarding to immigrants to persons diverted, and you explained to me what that means, which is you're diverting people away from like the criminal justice system and like finding alternatives to help them and help them. I see that that number is like...
Dealing with public intoxication, causing at increasing those number. I would have to dig more, but I just
Some of these files
that were able to do their
time
when these files goes before the public prosecution of Canada.
We obviously remove the person that's not able to take care of themselves.
secure them.
Kama yun napatako oblakot ane te suti gutako.
Unika
ngit takatama 37.
And if you look the month before, I thought maybe it was 24
ngulakto it.
Up there, so there's a lot of our foul alcohol involved. We put more effort into substance abuse, alcohol, and that's something that I also look
at.
June, July, and August.
June, July, August.
300.
There's
something. Because that's where the trajectory was going.
On the total cost, I'm just curious. I know this might probably be just
slightly,
but I do know that outside of the our calls at times this number doesn't include other outside communities, except, but only here.
Communities
had to call Iqaluit a lot of times.
Yeah, you're correct. That's just for Iqaluit. But the standard is the same reporting. The Mayor Council has set up. You got the Government of Nunavut. You got the Vision.
Basically, they have their own reporting.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
See you next month. Moving along is to awards and recognition.
It's
a pleasure. I have two awards
tonight.
One, everyone knows I spit back and forth with media, but I really
appreciate
our local media. Really actually enjoy all the good stuff. It's with great pleasure.
Amy Mood,
for her 23 years
23
in the city,
5 years
as our CAO,
leaving
us here now, craziness here for the next little Moving on to counselor statements. Councillor, any councillors have? Councillor Smith, there you go. Thank you.
Katima, you Smith.
I also wanted to say how much we appreciate you. Me and Amy was my
swearer.
So I wish you the best. I also wanted to say
thank you, Councillor Smith. Councillor Stevens. There you go, Councillor Kwasi.
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to congratulate Pakatakwa. Amy Pilosugu, Margoyan Namikan Nakarato, Mapat, Tainakawi Matamiga Tigutta, Inuktigamiswal, Lutamanik, Su Yangman, Upigitia Tata Wutauk Aglan, CBC Kunanga Yoka, Marivu Rasuni, Silanerti Urak Paksuni, Tusakti Urak Paksuni Majumata, and Yokatu in Nangasunilu, Taiman Naka Taximangman. A marine of Titu to Kishaparu Yakuruni, our long nail coat to Kanokia, Kisiani, Upigitia of a pet, Tamani Inuinunangani, Amisho or only Ukiuni, Tamani Mingman, King Unakangami Unangiman. That's me, Okoma Trina Kawabung, Upigiva Katama Mitaqua, Ilitaria, Tabungan, Nunari Pau Yakuni, Koyanami.
Yes, thank you. Both long-term
and
much-needed residents so, added a lot to our society. Moving on to
first
reading A,
ordinance
bylaw number 945. Prior to the meeting, it's... thank you, Councillor Shepherd
moves.
Councillor Smith, thank you. Unanimous, thank you. To second reading...
Bylaw number 945.
By Councillor Shepherd. Seconded by Councillor Kwasa.
Thank you.
Questions, comments,
questions for...
Seeing none, I'll call unanimous, thank you very much. Moving into 9A,
thank you, Mayor Bell.
Good
evening, councillors. We presented this RFD on the
30th
of September.
The
bid amount we can easily for the lowest bidder Pilitec
$36,967,000.
This is because of the fact
Tagwa,
I highlighted during
the
meeting we can
Taikane, cost it
hazardous which can be by the city saving us
substantial
to the tune of 1 million. And this
1 million may the
contingency which will be under the
city. 10%.
Having said that, I will move into what have done over this
2 months.
Reduction in cost, so
consultant
to find out scope certain things to reduce the
cost.
Into the contract
also reducing
the cost.
So,
consultant. Suggested
in this category. So the main item over here
is
removing the item of prefabricated household waste containment,
which
was 1.36 million bill of
quantity.
So again, there's an opportunity of savings of 1 million on
1.1 million.
The second category that we
explored
was
the consultant was to remove the tune of 1.5 million.
But this does have effects. Remove this item
to
the design decreases the reduces the footprint of the building, so there will be a number of cascading effects.
I'm
just telling a few. Pre-engineered steel thermosiphon system
and
so mezzanite and composite deck. From this perspective,
is
if we go with this, it has twofold effects, I would say.
Like,
one is the time
of
engineering as well as the cost.
So
if we go for redesign, it will
be
clear. We have to re-engage in, with the consultant and another year or so.
I'm confident
that it will bring reduced costs. Try to replace the biomass boilers
with fire, reduce the cost in the long run.
So this was the second area we can scrap that and remove this item. This was what came out from our discussions with the lowest bidder on September 23rd. They cannot give
a.
So lastly, they're saying that they will have a meeting with engineers and advocate on the city's behalf to get the financing. But again, they have So having said that, I would say that basically one concrete area where we can
reduce $1 million tagwa
fluid asiagut and we will have to take the chance.
Thank you for that, Simon.
Kind of
hard to
base
questions.
There
you go, Councillor Stevenson.
Stevenson.
Thank you, Mayor
Bell.
I guess what I would like to say is that this plan, as it's this debate about removal
plan,
it was only, it's only the beginning of
what the
community needs in terms of waste management. It didn't include talk about removing blocks from
the
I don't know if we actually asked for anything to be removed, but to reduce costs. I don't think that, I think that
this
part of the plan is good.
Questionable, but,
anyways. Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So I've come prepared tonight to make a motion. I'm not making the motion yet. But I will be making a motion to recommend proceeding with your work on this contract for 36 million. I'm sorry I wasn't here at the last This council and previous
councils
have made significant changes that have drastically changed the financial picture for this city. The changes to our sanitation billing alone is generating the increased costs we would face
solid waste facility.
It's
possible.
My opinion, looking at would it be better if we were obtain more funding?
Absolutely.
Received from the federal
government.
And we have significant federal funding received. In a situation where market conditions that are entirely outside of
our costs.
I'm also of the opinion those costs are never in this plan that is
to next year.
It's just going to get more and more expensive.
Having
said that, I will
be able to check
for 36,967.
Do we have a seconder?
Councillor Stevenson.
Comments, questions, concerns?
I'll make a fast comment. I think it's a terrible plan which was approved by our
council.
13 or 14 was a terrible plan. We did so
required by law.
Complete that, and then even
said
it wasn't a good plan.
Anyways,
it's passed. Money on top of bad money is
a good thing.
I'm happy that last thing I'll say is, last 2 weeks ago when we heard about it, we were going to have to cancel certain things, but didn't know what they were, which is obviously.
The
math is there, but to make that
happen.
To know what exact projects are
going on.
And the reason I think that motion tonight, seconding the motion tonight, we don't even have the documents in front of us.
You
brought it. I get it. We saw it last week. So Stevenson itching to press the button.
Councillor Stevenson.
Councillor Stevenson, go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor Bell.
I don't know if I am itching because I struggle with this. I spoke with you a bit about it. It concerns me a lot. I spoke about this last 2 weeks
ago.
Put the city in jeopardy financially to make
this happen. You know, we
need to have, and I certainly,
you know,
in spite of Mayor Bell, your concern solid. I've been involved in the I do think it's you're saying that maybe the government has a plan. I don't know them. System obsolete. I can't picture a way that it
would.
That certainly concerns me as well. I know that we need to deal with our waste. And I know every day I get people coming telling me different ways that
I get
emails, but I get just regular emails. We need to do it like this.
Aktaku kagat amiswarung dit namung ngauti yaga kaktabu dan natagwa pang nagtao yo taikung ngauti chiyo pang nagsumayumit asyani piu nagsami kanige yani taksumay sumagyaw sumayu asyani isumagyaw joy sakati chiyo kagayakpat piu gina yaktaga.
Sounds ridiculous.
Councillor Shepherd. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Agree fully with the sentiments there. We've also committed close to $12 million, I believe,
$12 million.
The landfill itself, which would have come from the federal funds
received.
The cost of not proceeding is high.
We need
to repay the committed funds that are already
The
cost can be and I think it is a project that needs to get
completed.
I'm glad I don't have to vote. Anyways, no other comments. I'll call for a vote.
B.
Water shortage update.
Imak.
Amy, the floor is yours.
Amy, unikar nekto.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I wanted to provide council with an update on the water shortage pumping activities. Okay, so first of all, the city was ready to proceed with pumping there, and however, it was actually not used to punish the reservoir. We did encounter challenges around electrical permitting.
Kau makutilirin yang mau angkat kau yang kau tu, ama makuk si malah gelak si mang matai kengat kau yang anit. Kau mana kau cerita kau lor mau apex kau anit. Kau na nuna lepau ya kau angkat kau tu tu si majak kau imang mau telur jikunit.
Imang med niakong kunganit ang atanot piyaw tana
taiman na ito abating sa pumiyon na kulugo
ang makawisak taon ng anong na
kayo sila ito
taman na piligin ni katiyala
ito September 19th kaya nagsupi imertuin ng mit
ublume the meters above sea level 11.12 the reservoir at the full to the brim is
111.3
we just left a little bit of that a little bit of space for some expected in the next so overall this is a good shape going into winter and this was successful. To prepare potential water shortage again,
so
you'll see some of those draft capital spending plan. But overall, the city is now in good shape.
Excellent work, Amy and team.
The GM wasn't overly
during this whole process. Call an emergency and get support through the government of Canada. By CGS team. Disappointed
in their response. Emergency.
These people live here and don't understand the
severity of our
city. Luckily, we have a strong, dedicated team and contractors that
are able to
rabbit out of a hat, quite frankly. Thanks to Telarabic as well. The CGS needs a real good wake-up call. Councillor Stevenson.
Katimayu Stevenson.
Thank you, Mayor Bell.
May you bell time on the chow.
I'd wonder emphasize what you're saying.
Do
we have just even a ballpark estimate of how much we setting up the system that was never used from the unnamed to tear down the system couldn't figure out how to work together inside of their company solutions to regulatory problems.
We don't have those numbers yet. We will be looking into that as well. CGS. So that this doesn't happen again.
Thank you, Amy. It's because
Amy,
in 2019 we had the exact same system that was defined did exactly what it was supposed to do. Councillor
Kwasa.
Mr. Mayor. Just a question. I keep hearing the word unnamed lake. Councillor
saying
it actually
has
a name. And I don't know if that's the if that is the actual name of the lake. I do recall Councillor saying it actually has a name. But I'm just curious on that, if that is official or not. I don't know. I keep hearing the word unnamed lake.
That's
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor.
Thanks. Yeah. So yeah, that was the first thing that we'd heard of. That was
the first thing that we'd heard of. So we took steps
to to look into that. So we have our police team contacting various agencies who would be responsible for naming that lake. And elders, and so if that is the name, then named officially. We're going through that process. On the name of the lake.
Councillor
Smith. Thank you, Mayor Bell. And thank you, Councillor
Kwasa.
In regards to the electrical permit that we weren't able to acquire. When we asked to do this permit, it's going to be a fairly similar setup, just a permanent place. This permit issue, is that going to be limited to a
long-term?
Thank you. Knowing what's... I don't believe it'll be limited to the long plan, as engineering can be to make sure that all requirements are met, knowing these requirements early. I can't get into all of the technical details of the issue. It will be difficult for the next couple of years until permanent installation was
Involved.
So we have had engineers on this from the beginning, electrical engineers, and they are doing everything they can to work with the authority to meet those requirements, but also to proceed. It's also important that these are reasonable requirements.
It's
already started this year
Thank you. Just very briefly, did the issues that came up derives building code, the GN,
Under the Canadian Electrical Code, has the final authority on issuing the permit, provide their stamp
Equipment that couldn't be purchased. So it was. Not that we didn't try to work with them. It was. It wasn't possible.
Piyak sa ulang ito.
got to the point where we just went with luckily we had a lot of rain. We're in a very good position going into
winter.
We should all be happy about that. That is good news. And again, thank you,
Amy.
Of course, you're thank you. I don't see any other questions. We don't need to
read anything for that, right?
So C, Chief Administrator Officer Amy I'll call for a vote, show
of hands.
Thank you again, Amy. D, Chief Administrator Selection Committee.
Headhunting
firm, recruiter. And once the recruiter is
Shepherd,
I believe you were on.
Shepherd,
anybody want to put their hands up? Three for sure, four maybe. Councillor Curley? Councillor, if you want to speak?
I'd be happy to do it again. We
have
a committee that picked such a good CAO last time around, so
a
good experience there for
That's a good sell. You are a real politician. Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Maribel. I would suggest
that
if I were giving recommendations, a better number. I know he's not here, so I can't speak
to him.
I figure that the deputy mayor should be
Mayor Tuglia.
You know, I'd be happy.
Paul, looks like you want, sorry, Councillor Kwasa.
Looks
like you were itching to touch the button. Go ahead.
I believe Deputy Mayor, agree with my colleague.
Okay, so do you want to make a nomination for the people that you want? Okay, good suggestion, Councillor Stevenson. We're going to skip over to F, Greenland Charter Flights, November 12th to
Greenland, 20th, November 12th,
22,
20 verbal. Charter
on those dates. A couple of councillors and a couple of maybe an economic development officer. Chairs or chair would be somebody else. I honestly believe that we should be sending at least. I don't know if there's a limit right now for Councillor Shepherd hit first.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd love to be able to go.
It's
pretty high on the list to
see
the way things are done over there. Obviously, I have some questions ahead of. Do we have the capacity for somebody to arrange worthwhile interactions while we're there. Meaningful meetings could be arranged. First person that comes to mind is Navarana, just to see if she's able to facilitate some contacts in that regard. I would look forward to seeing
information.
Most certainly be interested parties should the opportunity arise.
Thank you. And I absolutely there will be a schedule and a lot of good contacts with Navarana, of course. Their city council and we will definitely a schedule. I would love to go. I personally can't. Set up everything.
Thank you, Maribel. I was going to ask sort of what the plan was for there. Like it's not a municipal tour. I think that's what you were just explaining. That's the idea. We join with our counterparts. I think it's totally worthwhile. I know that we do the same or similar in
2016.
It couldn't have been 16 because that was last year. But anyway, we've done it before and it was very valuable to the experience of those staff. I would certainly participate as well, but obviously couldn't speaking to work first.
I think what we're looking for now is just to secure the seats.
And then we can
have a month before we have to pick and we can bring forward a proper plan. Councillor Stevenson?
So I know you had suggested four. So two councillors and two staff. I feel like, it doesn't matter. We can make a motion at some point about any of that. Amy could decide about staff and we could decide about council spots. Four total.
That it's a valuable and worthwhile. Councillor Shepherd?
Are you aware of how many vacant seats there are currently? Do we have a ballpark?
There's more than four.
There's
at least 10 and maybe. So again, just to add to that, is that, just signed an MOU with Greenland to work together. Perfect segue.
You
need to add that into your. I'm for sure there's more than 10 available spots.
10 Ungatani to.
And ultimately, GN people could take all those spots and we might get bumped off. Oops, Councillor Shepherd.
I agree. I'm just wondering if we're limiting ourselves to saying four. There's a lot of benefit to be had by this. And I think if there are additional
steps,
at least explore the
cost
and
costs and
how we can benefit from
it.
Perfect. I'll get back to that in 1 second.
Took
kisumur kanu atikak pa tan katimana or tawung au juti to kisingin na masuri mamena ura koyen na mix water.
No, Deputy Mayor. Sorry.
Aka,
I'm staying.
It's
learning.
Advanced.
Their government has treated their communities with complete and utter differences than ours. There's so many things to learn from, whether it's municipal infrastructure. Again, this is just appointing
Tako yumi na laging matayla. Ilinia ako na tiyasto na narunangin man. Amaro tayo ko tao wati ni ilinia ako na tuksaw. Kasi yan ito na pimagayo niya tilugo. Ika yu takatiyang niya to narunangin to. Kasi yan passport kak to tao nga ako na tuksaw ming mata. Passport ka ako rak tigo tamat. Passport kak tigo. Kanuke negosong yang mengata kawi maruang itu nggak kikutau bunga orang mengata ilau yun nanti agak lunga negok tau yun nang nak kau yang nama ikhsi bota. I mean, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councilor Kwasa. And I don't know.
Kau yang nama ikhsi maju kwasa. Biju maju. Dako.
Make sure that we actually.
Biju maju.
It's up to you how many
members
you think should go.
As
a base point, but if you guys are interested, we'll make sure that we have the opportunity. Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Mayor Bell. Yeah, I suggest
Mayor Bell.
Look into it. Say what we're interested
in. Upwards of six. But
if it's
six.
Details for the next meeting.
I don't think we need a motion. Do we need a motion?
Stevenson.
Seconded by Councillor Kwasa. We'll bring forward a plan.
Thank
you, Ms. Ray. I think you were just getting to the point I was making. We should include
Show of hands, all in favor. Plan and a number. And availability at the next meeting. Thank you. Moving back to selection committee.
As
presented. Thank you. paper for everybody.
And
I think that the person should start to work with Amy
for the work.
And learn from what's happening, what's going on,
where we are,
need to be moved forward.
Roger Mumford. Seconded by Councillor Shepherd.
I assume Chief Mumford has accepted and Mumford on board with that appointment.
obviously he didn't. I talked to him. Seeing none, call for a vote. Unanimous. Thank you very much. 10A. Oh, sorry, no. Nope. New business G, NAM event. We hosted contractors meet the business community of our
country.
Last year we had money in Economic Development Officers. That fund, we don't have that money this year.
We're
looking for support. I believe we can take it from the budget. Let me bring that back. The restrictions of COVID. I believe we have the council.
Yes, so there are some available funds for this event. We anticipate it might be around
$5,000.
Expensed under a council allocation code that is deemed other.
Stevenson.
Thank you, Maribel.
Thank you.
10A, Planning and Development Committee of the Whole, Councillor Smith, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mayor Bell. So for the Planning and Development Committee, the whole
Follows
the recommendations as presented in the report.
Councillor Stevenson. This is a very worthwhile thing. I was actually at the golf tournament, I believe. Any comments, questions? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote.
The committee recommends that council give first and second reading as per.
Councillor Smith.
And lastly, PD 2266,
Seconded by Councillor Stevenson. NRI,
Research Institute
package. There's six. Separate motions. So A. As presented. All in favor, show of hands, all in favor. And I will obtain a motion to adjourn. Thank you very much and have a wonderful evening.